Ramsey TV.
What do you do when you've been chosen from among the nations, from among 8 billion people, to close the era of the nations begun by the Apostle Paul in 42 AD? Well, first of all, you eat salted mixed nuts. It's the first thing you want to do. Second thing you want to do is eat a classic ham and cheese sandwich sold by CNN. I'm at the Fort Lauderdale Airport, May 5th, 2023. Locked into the crew capsule. What, I'm flying the airplane? No, not that crew capsule. Talking about the crew capsule of the body of Christ. Can't get this analogy out of my head. We're locked in to the crew capsule of a celestial rocket ship, if you will, called the body of Christ. We've been chosen out from among 8 billion people to be a part of a body of people that perhaps over the last 2,000 years consists of 10,000 people, but which in the present era of those remaining alive to see the worst evils to ever occur on the face of the earth, we are chosen among those people. There's a lot of them here. Check it out. Oh, there's not really. It's kind of scarce here at the Fort Lauderdale Airport. Check it out. Not many people here. I'm kind of numb right now, if you can tell, but I thought I'd make a video. I think there's spiritual value in this. In that the world goes its merry way, and on the eve of the destruction of Eon 3, on the eve of the most amazing move of God since the resurrection of Christ, speaking of the snatching away, it's business as usual. It's incredible. It's like I'm sitting at the foot of the Twin Towers at 8:30 a.m. on 9/11. This blue sky. Beautiful day, warm day in September. And then you hear an airplane coming. And it's not on any sort of recognizable flight pattern. And it's going too fast at too low of an altitude. It's the quiet that gets me here. And it's the really startling contrast of getting ready to board a plane to go to a place called Phoenix, Arizona, in the middle of the American desert. What an appropriate place for a conference for a handful of the body of Christ, a handful of the members of the body of Christ. What a great place for that. Speaking of going on an airplane, the Apostle Paul said, I've thought about him a lot this morning. You know, he did a lot of traveling. He had to board ships. He had to hop on caravans and travel overland. And he said that he was constantly in danger in the cities, in danger in the country, in danger from his countrymen, in danger from robbers. What kind of danger are we in? What kind of danger am I in today? Oh, I don't know. Maybe flying through the air at 500 miles an hour with 10,000 other airplanes and no stop signs? Maybe that. Which has just become commonplace. Off they go, each one. Lucky to win the lottery of being born into the human race. Winning the lottery of being born into the human race. Lucky bastards. Every single person here is a human being, as a son or daughter of Adam. And is enjoying, not enjoying, you know, not knowing about. They seem to be having a better time than me for some reason. And they don't even know that because they're Adamic, they'll become in Christ, in accord with Romans 5, 18 and 19 and 1 Corinthians 15, 22. They don't even know it. I know it, and I'm sitting here kind of like in a funk. They don't know nothing. And they're bebopping around at Starbucks, BurgerFi, CNN newsstand. Well, I can't complain. I got my peanuts here. God provides for us, ladies and gentlemen. I know everything's a trial, but we are sustained in the middle of the trial. I have the blessing of going to this conference. Dave Ward, the conference organizer, he's paying for my flight, and he's paying for my room. Can you believe that? What a gracious act. And he's picking me up at the airport, for God's sake, and he's taking me to the hotel. God Almighty, treat me like a celebrity. I hope he shows up in a limo. That's what I expect. Champagne in the back. No, not really. It'd be fun to bicycle there or run to Phoenix. I would do that, believe it or not. I just can't get into what the world's into anymore. I can't get into swimming pools or movie stars. Can't get into the beach? Huh. Well, you know, the beach is kind of indicative of the roiling, boiling, foaming masses of humanity. And I love how God says in Job, he says he calls forth the sea, but then he says, thus far you shall come and no further, and here shall your proud waves stop. Here come the proud waves, and God says, you stop right here. So no matter how evil it gets in the world today, it's not overwhelming, believe it or not. It's under control, believe it or not. There's a bar on it, believe it or not. And hopefully the bar is serving Long Island iced teas. I do have my little nips in here if I need them. I got a little secret in my bag down here. It's my bag. I got a little secret in here. I see here. Where's the secret? It's not an ancient Chinese secret. It is ancient. But I don't think it originated with the Chinese. Well, I got Canadian Club premium extra aged whiskey. We'll see about that. I got Sky Vodka, just in case. What else do we have in here? Check it out for you. Survival mechanisms. Oh, here's something. Feels like Jack Daniels. Let's see. Oh, it is. Old number 7. So, that's just in case. You're allowed to take these things through security. You're just not allowed to drink them on the plane. But if you put them in your breast pocket of your jacket like this, and if you wait until takeoff, when all the flight attendants are strapped in, then you can easily unscrew this and do this. I'm just saying, it's a theory. I don't know. I've heard that. I've heard of people that do that. I don't know. I've heard tell. I've read it in magazines. So, by the time you get this, the conference will be over. And I'll be looking at this going, what the hell is the matter with you? Well, it just goes to show you something. That we, you know, we can't count on our feelings. We can't depend on our feelings. They're tricky. They can't be trusted. And this call of ours has nothing to do with feelings or with your mood. But the imagery that comes to me over and over again, ladies and gentlemen, is this, that we are locked in and we are ready to take off into the celestial sphere. And when they lock those astronauts into the crew capsule, everybody else runs away because it's so fucking dangerous to be on that rocket. Nobody's allowed within 2 miles of it. Everybody, even the people who lock them in, run the hell away because people are on top of a rocket and they don't care about anything else. Nothing else matters when you're facing into the sky, strapped down, ready to go. Nothing else matters. All the problems of the world grow strangely dim at that time, I imagine, you know, because that's what I'm feeling now. I'm feeling that the world, things of the world are going really, really strangely dim in the light of this gracious expectation for which we've been chosen, to which we've been called, and in which we walk. Amen. Praise God and Jesus.